आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं वादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग द टॉपिक ऑफ समाधि इन वर्स नंबर 371। शंकराचार्य जी से देह प्राण इंद्रिय मनोबुद्धि आदि भी उपाधि भी यही वृत्ते समायोग समायोग। इफ वी गेट आइडेंटिफाइड, इफ द माइंड इज आइडेंटिफाइड विद देह मन इंद्रिय बुद्धि आदि भी वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन आनंदमय कोश आदि भी तद तद भावो यस्य योगिना एंड योगी गेट ट्रांसफर टू दैट भाव। Like there is a pain in the body, we identified with the body. What will happen? We will experience pain. We will experience pain. If we have got a thought of greed, we become greedy. If we thought of anger, we become angry. So yajat bhavam, we get identified and we become that. Gurudev says, according to his identification with the functions of his various equipment, the yogin gets temporarily transformed. When we identify with any pain in our body, we became the sufferer of that pain. When we are detached from that pain as in deep sleep, we do not suffer any longer. Through our identification, we come to experience exactly the condition of the equipment. Here, yogi means one who is yoked. When we yoke ourselves to our physical passion or emotional agitations or intellectual perturbances, we at least temporarily become that only. When we identify with the anger in our mind, we come to behave in a rapport with that anger. When we identify with the lust in us, we become for the time being the manifestation of lust. And in the next verse he says, when this identification is removed, samyak completely, there is no identification, samyak rupena nibritti, what will happen? Sarvo paranam sukham, you will enjoy sukh. Sukh of what? Sukh of total withdrawal. Sarva uparamanam. Sarva means all, uparamanam means withdrawal. You enjoy sukh. Sukh of what? Withdrawal from all these. Sandrishyate, and he gets into sadanandarasanubhava biblava. And he enters into sadananda. We get kadananda, yada kada, not sada. But if you want sadananda, you have to withdraw from all these equipment, disidentify. Then you experience sadananda, rasa anubhava biplava. Biplava is right, lot of, immeasurable amount. When the man of reflection with the correct understanding gets divorced from his meaningless embrace with the flesh, he naturally comes to experience the joy of total withdrawal, sarvoparanam sukham, from all pains and sorrows. Ordinarily in the world, we are joyous when we acquire something. Here you gain the supreme joy of total withdrawal from every disturbances. Normally we get sukh when we get identified with something. We get something. But here, this sukh is total withdrawal. By giving up your hold on the objects, it is the joy of our real nature where we become to experience the riotous revelry of the infinite bliss. But this bliss requires one precondition, that is tyag, renunciation. Now, Shankaracharya is taking the topic of tyag, renunciation. And again he will come back to samadhi. Again he will come back. So, verse number 373.
Antastyago vahistyagah.
Antastyago vahistyagah.
Viraktasaiva yujyate.
Viraktasaiva yujyate.
Tajatyantabahir sangam. Viraktastu mumukshaya. Antastyago vahistyagah. Viraktasaiva yujyate. Tajatantabahir sangam. Viraktastu mumukshaya.
Antastyaga. So tyaga, according to Shankaracharya, there are two types. One is the antastyaga, internal renunciation, bahistyaga, external renunciation. External renunciation. For whom viraktasya eva yujyate, for a man of dispassion alone this is possible. For virakta only this is possible, antatyaga and bahityaga. It is easy to give up the things outside, that also is difficult for many sansaris. For many sansaris, it is difficult to give up even external things. But the inner tyaga is subtle. It is more difficult. What is this inner tyaga? Inner tyaga is desire, evil tendencies, evil thought, jealousy, attachment, identifications with BMI, deha, prana, indriya, mana, buddhi, adi. Already we have seen. Giving up this attachment. What is attachment? Attachment is the understanding that this person, this being, this object is giving me sukh. And according to our Vedanta, no person, no being, no object has any contact of sukh. So we think these things are giving me sukh, therefore we get attached and visit and experience that sukh again and again, again and again, again and again. But the sukh is not there. So these are the inner tyaga. So we have to give attachment. It is our wrong understanding that object is giving me sukha. There is a story in Yog Vasishtha. Mahatma Brihaspati has buried his son Kach. Kach wanted to have the self-realization. So his father said that you have to give up everything. Everything. He said, okay, he came after 1 year, came before his father wearing langoti and one stick, one kamandalu, and he said, I have given everything. Father said, no, you have not given everything. Go and give up everything. So he thought, I have to give up this stick and kamandalu also. He gave up that also and came back to the father. Then I have given everything. Said, no, you have not given up everything. Went back. He started thinking, now I have to give up my body. I am ready to give up my body also. And he was just trying to do that at them. Her father said that, what is this tyaga? Chitta tyaga is sarva tyaga. Chitta tyaga is sarva tyaga. That's all. You don't have to give up your body. What you have to renounce is all your thoughts and mind. Chitta tyaga, sarva tyaga. When the thoughts are not there, you have reached that state. Bas, khatam. Chitta tyaga. So drop the tendencies of the mind. My goal is samadhi. I have to reach there. And in Patanjali, we have already seen chitta vritti nirodha yoga. Chitta vritti. Chitta means mind. Vritti means thought. Nirodha means cessation. Cessation of all thoughts in mind is yoga. You reach there. So, how will succeed in samadhi? So, for vairagi, anta bahityag is easy. Now the question comes, why should I renounce? Kya milega? Then it is said, tejati antar bahi sangam viraktas tu mumukshaya. Because of his desire for liberation, I want mukti, I want sadananda. I am fed up with yadananda and kadananda. I don't want this temporary ananda. I want something permanent. Therefore, tejati, he renounces. What? Antar bahi sangam, sangam attachment. Be very careful. Shankaracharya ji is again saying attachment. Attachment, sangam. What we have to renounce? Sangam, attachment. Antarvahi sangam virakta tumocha, a man of dispassion, he should renounce internal and external attachment. Why? Because he is desirous of mukti, liberation. So if you ask anybody, you should get up early morning, go to Independence Grove, run there for 2-3 miles, he will ask you, why? Why should I get up early in the morning? What will I get? Then Premalji will say, you will get good health, you know, it is very good health you will get. Okay. Good cause. Then you will run. Or doctor will again advise you, don't eat junk food, don't eat fried food, don't take sweet and all that. He said, why? Good health. So such persons will say, oh, I have to give up everything. Then why should I live? Better I will die eating. I will die eating. Yeah. So dispassion is not easy unless goal is higher. When you come to know I am going to get sadananda, then you will be able to renounce yada kada ananda. Because goal is high. I will get this thing. So here full renunciation is for moksha. Not 70%, 80%, 90%. It is 100% samyak, complete. So if the moksha urge is tibra, If our urge is intense, I want sadananda. If that urge is intense, vairagya will be also intense. Vairagya will be intense. So if we are able to renounce successfully, we will abide in Brahman. Once we abide in Brahman, mind does not falter or stray away. Gurudev says, in a sense, renunciation means giving up. Giving up the external world of object is external renunciation, and giving up the sensuous thought of indulgence in internal renunciation. Renunciation, external and internal, can be successfully achieved only by such an individual who has developed his passion toward worldly thing as a result of sufficient study, listening to a master, and deep reflection, having understood the hollowness of the world of objects. If you have not understood that the objects don't have any joy content, please join Kindle Life class. Ashokji will explain you. Scientifically, there is no joy content in the objects of the world. When one develops a sense of renunciation toward them, then alone does one become fit for renunciation, external as well as internal. In fact, it is very easy to give up the external object. Just walk out. But if you have an attachment for them, wherever you may go, you will create a world of similar objects around you. It is not physical giving up. You can just walk out. But if the attachment is there in the mind, you are carrying all the objects in your mind. Wherever you go, you again get all those things. A man of total dispassion, virakta, alone can effectively give up his attachment toward the objects, because his entire attention has turned toward a greater goal. He alone, who has developed irresistible passion for the liberation and total detachment from the world of objects, is fit for complete internal and external renunciation. Now Gurudev says, incidentally, the word dispassion, vairagya, has two etymological derivations. One is the total absence of desire, vigataraga viragaha. One definition of vairagya, vigataraga vairagya. And the other is the special attachment, visheshana raga viraga. Visheshana raga viraga. The former implies a sense of detachment from the world of object, and the latter a sense of attachment to the desire for liberation. Mean the same thing. Detached from anatma, that is also viraga. Attachment to atma is also viraga. That is. Renouncing our present preoccupation, let us march toward the higher. Ultimately, our ego sense can end only through our own inner growth. Grow we must. Next.
Bahistu vishayai sangam.
Bahistu vishayai sangam.
Tathantarahamadibhi. Virakta eva shaknoti. Tyaktum brahmani nishthitah. Bahistu vishayai sangam. Tathantarahamadibhi. Virakta eva shaknoti. Tyaktum brahmani nishthitah.
Bahi tu visai sangam, bahi external, visai object, sangam attachment. Tatha antar aham admi, what is the internal thing? Aham adi, ego, etc. These are internal things. Virakta eva saknuti taktum, a man of dispassion can give up. A man of dispassion can give up both bahi visai and antar aham adi. Brahmani nishtitaha, one who is established in Brahman. Brahmani, in Brahman. Nishthita, I mean, well established. So only the man of dispassion, virakta, who is thoroughly established in Brahman, can give up his external attachment for objects and eternal attachment to ego. Saknoti, only such person is capable to do this thing. Outer and inner. So what is these outer objects? So we don't have to remember millions of objects. We know only there are five objects in the world. Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasganda. Sabda, sound. Sparsa, touch. Rupa, form. Rasa, taste. Gandha, smell. There are only five objects in the world. So we have to give up only these five. Is it difficult? No, only five. Sabda to Gandha. An inner object, ego, attachment, desires. Among all these things, most difficult is to give up ego. If dispassion is there, it is easy to abide in Brahman. When seeker is established in Brahman, his dispassion is complete. Once you have reached there, 100% dispassion is there, complete. So more sticking to goal, more dispassion will come. What is my goal? Liberation. More sticking to liberation, more dispassion will come. And more we give up, we are near to our goal. More we give up, we are closer to our goal. So different levels in dispassion. We also have given up something to come to Vivek Churamani class for 1 hour. We have given up. Antar bahi, everything is gone. It's not there. But see our tyag and vairagya of dispassion of Sukadev, Tapovan, Maharaj, Gurudev. See their vairagya. And what is our vairagya? They have given up everything. What is our vairagya? If I ask you what you have, what is your level of vairagya, you say, you know, every day I fast. Oh, really? I fast 12 hours. I take my dinner at 8 p.m. and breakfast at 8 a.m. 12-hour fast. Every day I'm doing. This is my vairagya. So person who is established in Brahman, his tyag or sannyas is complete. Is complete. Gurudev says, giving up attachment to sense object of the world outside is called external renunciation, bahityaga, and giving up the ideas of I, my and mine in short, the renunciation of ego and the ego-prompted thoughts is internal renunciation. Renunciation external is possible only one who has no desire of sense object, that is one who is virakta. He who has desires for the sense object and is a clinging attachment to them can never give up hunting after sense object. A dispassionate man can easily give up his preoccupations with the object, both external and internal, because his identification is rooted in Brahman. If we are attached to Brahman, detachment will automatically happen from anatma. And we all know anatma starts from our thought to Brahmand. Those things which are inner, those are inner things, and those which are outside our body, they are bahi thing. Only he can renounce who is holding on firmly to the feet of the Lord. Firmly holding. If we are firmly holding to our goal, what is goal? Moksha. I want mukti, nothing less than that. I want sadanand, not interested in yadakadanand. Then it will happen. He who has given a new direction to his mind toward an inspiring and noble goal can give up all ignoble thoughts and actions as he has no attachment toward them. This is positive renunciation. This is positive. You have to give mind something positive. Oh, leave this yadakada, you are going to get sada. If that direction can be given to the mind, this is positive. Just trying to give up things which with no goal to aspire is a negative renunciation. Jabardasti mat karo. The goal must be there. Why I am renouncing? That goal should be clear. And this will not last long when one is faced with the irresistible tides of enchanting sense objects. If you are trying to do it forcibly, when the sense object will come, your mouth will again start watering. Yeah. Now, he gives one beautiful example in verse number 375.
Vairagya bodhau purusha sapakshivat.
Vairagya bodhau purusha sapakshivat.
Pakshau vijanihi vichakshanatvam.
Pakshau vijanihi vichakshanatvam.
Vimukti saudhagralatadhirohanam.
Vimukti saudhagralatadhirohanam.
Tabhyam vinananyatarena siddhati.
Tabhyam vinananyatarena siddhati.
Vairagya bodho purushasya pakshivat. Pakshau vijanihi vichakshanatvam. Vimukti saudhagralatadhirohanam. Tabhyam vinananyatarena siddhati.
Vairagya bodhau purusasya. Purusasya for aspirant, for a seeker. Two things are required. Vairagya and bodha. Bodha means discrimination. Vivek and Vairagya we have studied earlier. So two things are required. Like pakshivat pakshau, like a bird, two wings are there. Bijani vichakshanatvam, O wise man, vichakshan, O wise man, tvam, you, bijani, understand. O wise man, please understand. Like a bird has got two wings, we also have these two qualities must be there. One is vairagya and second is bodha, discrimination. Okay. So bird is on the ground and wants to fly. She needs both the wings to reach top of a tree. Same way, learner sadhak needs vairagya and discrimination to reach his goal. A vairagya without vivek will not stay. It will not be permanent. Vimukti saudhagra lata adirohanam. Vimukti. Is seeker's goal is mukti. Visheshana mukti. I don't want an atma sukh. I want permanent sukh. Saudhagra. Saudhagra means a palace or a building. Yeah. And on that building, on the top of that building, on the palace, there is a lata, a creeper. And adirohanam. And the word, this bird want to reach that creeper. Can a bird reach that creeper on the top of a bungalow with one wing? No. Cannot reach there. Why Shankaracharya has taken lata? The word lata? Lata is living, sentient. There is a life. In bungalow, it is inert. So seeker's goal is what? Seeker doesn't want to reach anatma. He wants to reach that sentient being, Atma. So a bird on the ground wants to reach that creeper on the top of bungalow, has to use both wings. Then it can only reach there. Similarly, a seeker, he also has to use both. Tabhyam vinana anya tarena siddhyati. Tabhyam bina, without these two, not anyatarena, with the help of one. With the help of one, if you want to try reach there, it will not happen. If you go to many ashrams, you will find where people have got the vairagya, but there is no bodh. Total virakta, but no bodh. Or somewhere you will find the person has got a knowledge, but no vairagya. So in both cases, you will not get success. So we need both at a time. So we need to have dispassion toward our emotions also. People say, oh, you hurt my feeling. Kuch nahi, you said me like that. You didn't say me, hurry up. I'm hurt, you say. emotions. So if we have got both Vairagya and Bodh, we can easily reach our destination. Gurudev says, Vairagya is detachment from the world of objects and the tantalizing enchantment. Bodh is subjective knowledge of the higher reality. For a bird to reach the creepers on the roof of a tall edifice, there is no other method than to fly high with the pair of wings spread out in grace and held in strength. Similarly, to soar high into meditation and to land successfully on the sequestered arbors set on the pinnacles of liberation, we shall need two wings of Vivek and Vairagya. There is no other way to reach the peak. Vivek and Vairagya are required. Now in one verse, Shankaracharya is going to give us the steps to realization. In Bhaja Govindam also we have got. Shankaracharya is, expert in giving you sadhana in one verse. In verse number 9 of Bhaja Govindam, Satsangate Nisangatam, you all know that. Now in again, here we'll find in verse number 376.
Atyanta Vairagyavata Samadhihi.
Atyanta Vairagyavata Samadhihi.
Samahita Saiva Drida Prabodha.
Samahita Saiva Drida Prabodha.
Prabuddha tattvasya hi bandha muktihi.
Prabuddha tattvasya hi bandha muktihi.
Muktatmano nitya sukhanubhutihi.
Muktatmano nitya sukhanubhutihi.
Atyanta vairagyavata samadhihi. Samahitasyaiva drida prabodha. Prabuddha tattvasya hi bandha muktihi. Muktatmano nitya sukhanubhutihi.
Atyanta vairagyavata samadhi. Atyanta vairagyavata. For a man of extreme dispassion, samadhi is easy. Samadhi is easy. So man of extreme dispassion alone experienced that samadhi. Atyanta vairagyavata. What is this atyanta vairagyavata? Not even a single thought comes to mind that I should taste, experience, sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Not even a single thought comes, I should experience this thing. And the example normally given by Mahatma is that if we vomit, after that, do you ever get a desire to taste that what I have vomited? Have you ever experienced such desire? After vomiting, I want to taste that. That much of Vairagya needed from the sense object. That much of Vairagya. Earlier also we have seen Vairagya. You will not embrace a dead body of a rotten body of a beautiful queen. Will you go and hug? It's a rotten, dead. Vairagya means you don't like to think about it. It is complete detachment. Vairagya can be manda, ati manda, tibra, ati tibra, that we have seen in our Tattvabodh class also. Vairagyavan becomes Vairagyavata. This Vairagyavata in the verse is nothing but Vairagyavan, one who has got the Vairagya. So one, if we have got this Vairagya, Samadhi is very easy. In Samadhi, what we require is the mind should be quiet. And when the Vairagya is there, no thoughts are there. It is not craving for any sense object. Complete absorption of mind in self will take place. Samahitasya eva dhira prabodha. Samahitasya, for a man of samadhi, एव एलोन दृढ़ प्रबोध स्टेडी रियलाइजेशन और फर्म नॉलेज. सो ए मैन ऑफ समाधि एलोन हैज द स्टेडी रियलाइजेशन. आफ्टर सेसेशन ऑफ ऑल थॉट्स क्रेविंग फॉर ऑल अंतर बही थिंग्स देन वॉट हैपन्स यू रीच देयर समाधानम. सो वी हैव टू डू द समाधानम. समाधानम इन तत्वबोध डेफिनेशन इज गिवन चित्र एकाग्रता सिंगल पॉइंटेडनेस ऑफ माइंड. एंड इन विवेक चूड़ामणि इन वर्स नंबर 26 नाउ वी आर इन 376 वी डिस्कस इन वर्स नंबर 26 सर्वदा स्थापनम बुद्धे शुद्धे ब्रह्मणि सर्वथा तत्समाधानम इति युक्तम न तु चित्तस्य लालनम. That is the definition given in Vivek Chudamani, verse number 26. So, fixed mind in Suddha Brahman, he has reached that state. Now his knowledge and understanding is firm and clear. There is no veiling, there is no doubt. He is clear about himself, who he is. He is clear. Jivatva is gone, Agyan is gone. What is still there? I am Brahman, that's all. आत्मन इज देयर आई एम दैट आत्मन. प्रबुद्ध तत्व से ही बंध मुक्ति. प्रबुद्ध तत्व से फॉर ए मैन ऑफ ट्रुथ रियलाइजेशन ही एलोन बंध मुक्ति फ्रीडम फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज. ए मैन हु हैज रियलाइज ट्रुथ एलोन इज फ्री फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज बंध मुक्ति. दिस इज द रिजल्ट ऑफ समाधि बंध मुक्ति. नो मोर बंधन नो मोर बॉन्डेज. No more atma-buddhi in anatma-vastu. We all have got a atma-buddhi in anatma-thing. After realization, no more atma-buddhi. No more atma-buddhi. Where? In anatma-vastu. Mukta-atmana nitya-sukhanubhuti. Mukta-atmana for a liberated soul. Nitya-sukhanubhuti. Sadananda, nitya, always. Nitya Sukha Anubhuti, eternal bliss, free from all personality alone has the experience of the eternal bliss, liberated from all personalities. He is experienced. So what are the steps? Steps are dispassion, samadhi, dhira prabodha, bandha mukti, nitya Sukha Anubhuti. Nitya Sukha Anubhuti. How to present you, what is this Sukhanubhuti? So you have to go to a prison and you stand there outside. A person or a prisoner, when he is released after 20 years, 25 years, when he comes out, see his face, his ananda. That is difficult. Who is going to go and stand there and all of that? Okay. Then take the photo of the children going to school while going to take photo. And when they come out of the school, see their face. Mukti Ananda. Bamdev shares his experience before realization as if he was in prison bound by hundreds of iron chains. Bamdev said, before realizing I was thinking I am bound by 100 places. When enlightenment happened, he compared himself to a bird who is coming out of cage, you know, free. Okay. Next verse. Gurudev says, realization is possible only in the state of samadhi. One who has thus awakened to the supreme state of Brahman, to him alone, there is total liberation from all bondage of sansar, the persecutions of dream, and only when the dreamer wakes up. The liberated one alone can have internal bliss. The bliss experienced by a man of realization is not dependent upon the objects around. He revels in his own self. Nandati, nandati, nanditeva. Bhaja Govindam. And you all know qualities of this Sadananda. Sarvatra, Sarvada, Anayasa, Swatantra, Chetan. Chetan Sukh. Sarvada, always. It's not that ki sometime I am Sukhi, sometime I am Dukhi. Sarvada. Sarvatra. It's not that I will be happy in Chicago. If I go to another place, I will be happy again. Anayasa. For getting Sukh from the worldly objects, we have to put in effort to get that Sukh. This is Anayas. You don't have to put in any effort. Swatantra. It is not dependent on any object of the world or being or person. Swatantra Ananda. It is not inert Ananda which we get from objects of the world. It is Chetan Sarupa Ananda. Quality is altogether different. Next.
You mark the lines how I am dividing in your book. Vairagyanna param sukhasya janakam.
Vairagyanna param sukhasya janakam.
Pashyami vashyatmanah.
Pashyami vashyatmanah.
Tachet shuddha taratma bodha sahitam.
Tachet shuddha taratma bodha sahitam.
Swarajya samrajya dhuka.
Swarajya samrajya dhuka.
Etadwaram ajasra mukti yuvatehe.
Etadwaram ajasra mukti yuvatehe.
Yasmatvamasmat param. Yasmatvamasmat param. Sarvatra sprihaya sadatmani sada.
Sarvatra sprihaya sadatmani sada.
Pragyam kuru sreyase. Pragyam kuru sreyase. Vairagyana param sukhasya janakam. Pashyami vashyatmanah. Tachet shuddha taratma bodha sahitam. Swarajya samrajya dhuka. Etadwaram ajasra mukti yuvatehe. Yasmatvam asmat param. Sarvatra sprihaya sadatmani sada. Pragyam kuru sveyase.
Vairagyatna param sukasya janakam. Vairagya. For a self-controlled man, I find no generator of happiness than dispassion. Pasyami vasyatmanah. Pasyami, I find. Vasyatmanah, who is a self-controlled. One who has got, who is self-controlled, he has got all the sukh. And if he has got the vairagya, all sukhs are there. All sukhs. So Shankaracharya says from his experience that there is no greater source of happiness than vairagya. Vairagya is the greatest source of sukh. We have not experienced this sukh. We have not experienced this sukh. It is the greatest source of sukh. Some people are frightened by the words vairagya, tap, tyag, brahmacharya, sam, dam, etc. They say, I have developed vairagya from vairagya. Vairagya nahi chahiye mere ko. These are all tough words, very difficult. Shankaracharya says, if you want sukh, go to vairagya. People think sukh is in the enjoyment of the sense objects. Therefore, they indulge in the sense objects. Ultimately, they are sorrowful. This is our experience. Our experience. In Bhaja Govindam, we have seen Surmandar Tarumul Nivasa, Saiya Bhutan Vajinam Vasa, Sarva Parigra Bhoga Tyaga, Kasya Sukam Nakaroti Viraga. He is not experiencing sleeping under a tree, no parigra, no possession, but he is happy, super happy. So Shastri is taking about the greatness of Vairagya. Shastri is talking about the greatness of Vairagya. Tat cheta suddhatara atma bodha saitam swarajya samrajya dukkha. Now he says tat cheta, and that if it is coupled with atma bodha saitam, coupled with the self-realization, suddhatara, clear, if you have got the clear understanding about the atman, then what will happen? Swarajya samrajya dukkha. That which brings about the absolute sovereignty. Now Shankaracharya's explanation, what you will get, you know? You will get Swarajya and Samrajya, two things you will get. So Vairagya with both will take us to the ultimate. It is Sone par Suhaga, we say. There is a gold and Suhaga, if you say there is a smell also, Gandha also. Sone par Suhaga, we will get Swarajya and Samrajya. Vairagya coupled with both. Vairagya coupled with both will bring Swarajya. Swarajya within. Within I am will get kingship. I will come to know that Atman in me is the ruler, controller and doer of everything. And outside Samrajya. Samrajya. Whole world I will get. So enjoy inner kingdom and outer kingdom and enjoy fearlessly. Okay. Etad dwaram ajasra mukti yuvatai yasmat tvam asmat param. Etad, this dwaram, this is the gateway. Ajasra. Ajasra is a permanent gateway. Not that you have to go and again you will come back. No punarjanma. Permanent. Mukti yuvate, to the damsel of liberation, mukti. Yasmat tam asmat param. And since this is the gateway to the damsel of the permanent mukti, so Vairagya and Bodh are the gateways for mukti. Gateway for mukti. So mukti is compared to yuvati. So those who are gents, they will go for mukti. Mukti is yuvati. And those who are ladies, they will go to moksha purus. They will use the word moksha. Mukti and moksha is one and same. Only to make it attractive, Shankaracharya says yuvati. So it is suggested thereafter, Pragya Kuruva. Okay. Etad dwaram ajasra mukti yavite yasmat tam asmat param sarvatra aspriha sat atmani sada pragyan kuru shreyase. Shreyase for your welfare, for your shreya, not prayer, for your shreya, what you should do? Pragyan kuru, fix your mind. Where? Anatmani. Oh, no! Fix your mind in Atma. Sarvatra aspriya, everywhere with non-attachment. Sat Atmani, in the self, which is pure existence. Sat. Sat means pure existence. And how? Sada, always, 24 hours, 365 days, till we live in this world. Mind should be there. In that, Brahman. So for your own well-being, be dispassionate, both within and without, always fixing your mind on the eternal self. This is order. Pragyam kuru. Fix your mind. Shankaracharya is saying. Fix your mind. With full dispassion, sarvatra spriha, for your welfare, sriyasi, follow this path, practice nirvikal samadhi. Nirvikal samadhi. So Vairagya is source of happiness. One is Ragi, other is Vairagi. Ragi is attached. He thinks he will be happy with the sense object. Vairagi is happy without sense objects. Ragi is dependent on sense object. He is slave of sense object, reveling in object. He is still unhappy. There is fear in mind. Fear will bring sorrow. Thought of fear is full of sorrows. So fear and happiness cannot go together. We all have accumulated a lot of sense objects, but always there is a fear. Always there is fear. So happiness and fear cannot go together. So Bairagi, no fear of losing any object. He is in joy. So a Ragi is happy with Parigraha, a Bairagi is happy a Parigraha. Without Parigraha, without any possession, he is happy. And we all are happy with Parigraha. Thoda sa aur 401 bad jaye, thoda sa aur share market should go up. All of a sudden it has gone down in last 2 days. Or some reason or other. We want it to improve again and again. So Bairagya is Param Sukha Janakam. Gurudev says, complete self-control is the stage when the mind is not running after a sense object, though they may be crowding around and grinning at us all the time. In Bhajagobindam also we get something like this. Even if we are in the midst of a sense object, but where is my mind? I have to see. If the mind is in Brahman, although a sense objects are all around, doesn't matter. The real thing is mind. We have to see where our mind is. Even sitting in the shrine or in Vivek Chudamani class, if you are thinking about sense objects, then we are in sansara. When such a state of balance is attained, I do not see, says Shankara, any other method by which the highest happiness can be gained other than dispassion. One may develop in oneself a temporary capacity to resist the temptation to indulge in the objects around, but unless a person changes his entire mental constitution, his entire values of life within sufficiently, so as not to tantalized any more by any new arrangement of object, no enduring spiritual growth is ever possible. This change attitude is called Vairagya. Along with Vairagya, if such an individual also discovers in himself the positive experience of the bliss of the self, his happiness becomes the greatest. So Vairagya coupled with the knowledge of the self and the experience of bliss is the greatest. That is what we have to achieve. That is our goal. He then becomes the independent of the inner world of thoughts. Swarajya, free up of the inner world. Now the vritti of dukkha will not affect you. You have got swarajya. And the outer world of environments, samrajya as well, kingship within himself in the world of thoughts, and sovereignty over the external world of objects. This is what we will get. Okay, next.
Asham chindi vishopameshu vishayeshu.
Asham chindi vishopameshu vishayeshu.
Esaiva mritto kritihi.
Esaiva mritto kritihi.
Tyaktva jati kulasrameshu abhimatim.
Tyaktva jati kulasrameshu abhimatim.
Munchati durat kriyaha.
Munchati durat kriyaha.
Dehadavasati tyajat madhishanam.
Dehadavasati tyajat madhishanam.
Pragyam kurushvatmani. Pragyam kurushvatmani. Tvam drashtasama. Tam drashta samalopi nirdvaya param.
Tvam drashta samalopi nirdvaya param.
Brahmasi yadvastutah. Brahmasi yadvastutah. Asham chindi vishopameshu vishayeshu. Esaiva mrityo kritihi. Tyaktva jati kulasrameshu abhimatim. Munchati durat kriyaha. Dehadavasati tyajat madhishanam. Pragyam kurushvatmani. Tvam drashta samalopi nirdvaya param brahmasi yatvastutah.
Shankaracharya says, if you want to enjoy Brahmananda, then what we have to asam chindi visopamesu visesu esa vimrityokriti asam craving. Chindi, cut as under. Visa upamesu, which is like poison. The sense objects are like poison. Visesu, for sense object. Esa, this. A very mrityokriti. It is the image of death. Aur kitna kade sabd Bhagwan Shankaracharya should use. He says these sense objects are the image of death. Cut as under your craving for sense objects which are like poison. It is image of death. Why? Why? Because sense objects are like poison. Earlier also he said, dosena tibro visaya krishna sarpa visayadispi visam nihanti bhoktaram drashtaram chachusapayam. This was in verse number 77. He said the sense objects are like vis, more poisonous than the krishna sarpa vis. More dangerous. Why? If you see poison, you are not killed. By seeing, you are not killed. If you take that poison, then you are killed. But the vishay, only by seeing, you are gone. Ho gaya. Just by seeing sense object, ho gaya. See, when you go to mall, nowadays malls are all closed. Otherwise, they all display. Even for entering the mall, you have to enter through Macy or some other shop. You can't close your eyes. You will see. And once you see, this is the latest thing that's come. Oh, I will look so good. When you come back home, it's there in mind, troubling you. You have just seen. Just seen. Again at one place, Shankaracharya says in Vivek Churamani, Tyajati durat visayan visamyatha. Tyaj all the sense objects. Ati durat. Because they are all poison. All poison. Mrityokriti, they are image of death. As the death is standing. Death is standing means, I will crave for that sense object. I will get attached to that. And it will take space in my mind. And I will think about this thing. I will wear that sari only once in my lifetime. Uske baad mein it will be there. See your cupboard. Already there are 100. Now you see another one. You want to buy that one also. Earlier one, everybody has seen. What the people will say. That is why we are wearing white, you know. No color. Otherwise, you will say, oh, Uncle Ji today is wearing this color, tomorrow this color. Oh, this one he wore last time also. You can't find out how many shirts I have worn. See? White. Taktva jati kul ashramesu abhimatim munchati durat kriya. Taktva, giving up. What is to be all giving up? Jati kul ashram abhimatim. Pride of caste, family and order of life. We all have this pride. Munch, throw away. Where? Atidurat, far away. Kriya and selfish action. So giving up your pride of caste, family and order of life, throw far away all selfish action. So don't have pride of, I am Brahman. In Brahman also, I am this Brahman. You know, there are also categories. Or, I am from the royal family, you know. Or, I am a sannyasi, you know, from brahmacharya I became sannyasi. You became sannyasi after death of your wife? There is a difference. Or I am a sannyasi with, you know, how many followers? How many people attend? 35 people attend my Vivek Churamani class. How many your? Tell me. Difference, you know, pride. You know? Munchati durat kriya. Give up the kriya activities. Okay. Which kriya? Give up selfish action which creates vasana. Kriya means the selfish action which creates vasanas. Don't give up the dedicated action to the Lord. Go on doing karma yoga. It is helpful in our sadhana. Don't give up purification actions like jap, bhajan, etc. Shankaracharya likes these words. Tyaktva, chindhi, muncha. So he wants to be very clear, no ambiguity, what we have to do. In Bhagavad Gita also we are studying, we have to do karma yoga, karma yoga, karma. Don't do kama karma, don't do nishidha karma. But here he is saying very clearly, dehadau asati tyaj atma dishnam pragyam kurusva atmani. Pragyam kurusva atmani. Fix your mind in atma. How? Dehado asiti, this dehe and everything are all unreal. Taj atma dishnam, renounce identification even with the body, because it is unreal. It is not going to be with us for a very, very long time. It will end one day. So don't identify. He is not saying destroy your BMI. Body. He is only saying don't identify it with anything which is asat. So in unreal body, mind, intellect, give up identification, give up the I thought in BMI, fix your mind in atma. And what is atma? Tattvabodh. Atma ka sthula sushma skaran sarir vyatirikta pancha kosa atitasan avastatra esa. Remember that. Atman. Tram drashta asi yamalapi nirdvaya param brahma asi yata vastuta. For in reality, you are witness, Brahman, untainted by mind, non-dual, supreme. Who are you in reality? We are all Brahman. We are Brahman. We have to come to that stage. Brahman or Ishwar is not different from me. I am that. Happiness is me. Happiness not outside. I am the source of all happiness. That should be our conviction. That should be our understanding. Look at yourself. You are Sachi, Atma. That Atma is not tainted. It is non-dual. In reality, we are Brahman. This is absolute identity. We have to identify with that Brahman. And give up all the empirical identification. So when we give up all these identification, mind becomes free. When identifications are all given up, mind becomes free. All identifications, they take space in our mind. They all take space. When all identification gone, what happens? Mind is free. Okay, then this free mind should be applied to Atma. So we come to our original equation, detached from Atma, attached to Anatma. Are? Kahan ho aap log? Detached from Anatma and attached to Atma. Detached from Anatma and attached to Atma. This is what we have to do. Now Tyag is over. Again Shankaracharya is coming to Samadhi. From the next verse, which we'll take up in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Pyo Namah Hari Om.